Super Hits 93.5 Red FM.
Hey Disha, how are you?
Good. What an interesting story about this man. Tell me a little more. No, I had to call you and have a chat with you about this.
Okay, so this happened way back in 2006. So there is a Malaysian contractor who came to Kerala to build amazing roads over here. So this guy had done phenomenal work in terms of building amazing roads in Kerala. So one of the roads which I personally traveled many times, it is from Palakkad to Guruvayur, which is a stretch of around 47 kilometers.
How many kilometers?
It's around like 40, 45 kilometers.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And so what happened over here is like, it's been built more than like 20, 22 years now. And trust me, I have not found not even a single pothole till date. His total bills are running into like few crores. So that all the contractors who have been working in Kerala, they had lobbied with a politician. They bribed them. And it had gone to a situation wherein this guy couldn't pay not even the bills of his kids. So this guy had been following with the government for a long period of time. And ultimately, he ended his life in the in one of the government office.
Wait, what are you telling me? This Malaysian contractor who built that amazing road, he was cornered by the other contractors because he was not letting them make money or something? And
Yes. So this guy has been making the roads because once it is set, he had promised the government that it's going to be a lifetime achievement because in terms of the quality of the roads what he had built, he replicated the same roads what he had been built in Malaysia. Absolutely, he didn't pay a bribe to any of the officials. He had put in any budget been given to him. He had utilized 100% of budget into it. I also read like few of the articles wherein at least if the contractors are utilizing around 47% of the budget being allocated to them, still we can get amazing roads.
If they use even 45% of the budget being allocated.
Yes.
And wait, this man killed himself after that.
Yes.
This is crazy. I'm going to read up about this person. Somebody who's built a road to last 30, 40 years so that as per every season, you don't have to feed money to the contractors. He kills himself. And we had Dr. Shubhangi, whose daughter died because of a road accident, a pothole accident. How much louder do we have to speak for the authorities to do something about this? Or maybe we should send out a big box of hearing aids to all of them. What do you suggest?
Every Monday to Saturday, 7 a.m. to 11 a.m. 93.5 Red FM. Bajate raho.